The 23rd of June is the birthday of British codebreaker and scientist Alan Turing, and it's apt that the Bank of England's new £50 note launches on that date. It features Alan Turing and some interesting features if you're blind or partially sighted. David Clark, who is RIB's services director, thanks for joining us, David.
Pleasure, Alan.
The new note has launched. RIB has played quite a part in its creation, mainly looking at the accessibility features.
Yeah, we've had a really good relationship with the Bank of England and worked very closely with them on their new polymer currency that they've been introducing, of course, with the 5, the 10, the 20, and now the note we all hope to have lots of being the £50 note. And it's been a really good collaboration.
Some similarities with the notes then in terms of accessibility, some slight differences, of course, in the tactile version. But tell us about some of the changes in the notes. What makes it accessible if you have a little bit of sight or no sight?
Yeah, so the really important thing here, Alan, is that people know what money they've got in their pocket. And, you know, when you're going and buying a meal or you're buying some products in a shop or even a round of drinks, you know, you need to be really comfortable with what currency is in your pocket and what you're handing over. And so from a tactile perspective and a low vision perspective, the note has been created with all of that in mind and tested across various user groups that we put together with the Bank of England. So, for instance, the numbers are very, very clear. The colour contrasting is very, very clear. And, of course, the tactile markings are a key feature as well. So with the £5 having no markings, the £10 having 2, the £20 having 3, and you've guessed it, the £50 having 4 markings on it.
It's interesting that Braille wasn't picked to mark the notes. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, before I joined RNIB 3 years ago, I was asking myself the same question, and I've been a Braille user all my life. So, and it kind of feels like Braille. You know, it is 4 square dots in the shape of a Braille G or a number 7. But actually, it makes a lot of sense because, of course, many, many people who will find those tactile markings useful don't read Braille. So it's really, really important that the sign that we were using, as it were, was a universal sign that everyone could adapt to. You know, and I think we've got to realize that, you know, the monetary transaction in many senses is secondary to what you're actually doing. So you need to be sort of be able to do it in the background, naturally confident, feel confident with your money. You know, and when we get to sort of this denomination of notes, it's extremely important that you are absolutely clear what you're handing over. So the 4 clear markings on there from a tactile point of view give a really clear sense to the person holding the note exactly what they have in their hand.
As well as working with the bank on the accessibility changes, then when it comes to the user groups, RNIB have helped with that as well. Because suppose, like you say at the start, David, you know, you want to be confident you're handing over the money. Sometimes that can be in a pressured situation, you're in a queue. So was there a lot of feedback from the people on these panels?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, we make sure we use a panel with a wide range of experience of sight loss, different circumstances, different age groups, different levels of experience. But secondly, the really important thing, as you say, Alan, is that, you know, this isn't done sort of stale in a kind of laboratory setting only. You know, there may be you may be in a big queue, or there may be a certain urgency, you're trying to catch a train or something, you know. So the whole point about all of this is that you can be absolutely certain at the point at which you're handling the money that you're dealing with the right notes. And of course, anyone who's been to other parts of the world where notes are exactly the same size, or even used the previous set of notes, which whilst they introduced a size difference, you know, were incredibly difficult sometimes to know on a one-off basis. If you had a comparison, it was quite straightforward. But if you had just one note in your hand, it was sometimes very difficult. And myself, with a taxi driver, I've handed over many a £10 note where I thought it was a 5 and have relied on the honesty of the person I'm paying to say, well, actually, you've just given me £10. So I think for me as a totally blind person myself, and hopefully for everyone using these notes, it gives you absolute clarity, takes away the risk, and makes you feel really, really comfortable at the point of sale.
Do you have a few of those in your wallet now then, David?
Sadly, I have done some PR work with the Bank of England, but everyone I've been given, I've had to give back, which of course is absolutely the right thing to do, Alan. But I'm sure your good self, I'm sure you'll come across one or two in your lifetime there.
Yes, I shall mark it for posterity. Looking forward to the £100 ones coming out next as well.
Well, yeah, I suggest if you do get one that you don't sort of frame it and put it in glass. I suggest you use it.
David, lovely to chat with you. Great to hear about the collaboration working well as well. And thanks for joining us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Real pleasure. Thank you.